This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and few problems greater confronting this great nation than the scourge of homelessness, which has just taken over the streets of most major American cities. No, it's not just a San Francisco problem or a Seattle problem or a Los Angeles problem or a New York problem. It is everywhere, and you can see it, and it is getting worse. And there is actually one sign of hope, which is a new report from Discovery Institute that says that Congress and the executive branch need to focus federal action on untreated mental illness and substance abuse to reduce homelessness, drug overdoses, jail overcrowding, and the misuse of emergency rooms. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Robert Marbut, who's a renowned expert on homelessness and a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute's Center on Wealth and Poverty. Robert, congratulations on the completion of this report. And it is broadly supported, is it not, by a growing coalition of think tanks, thinkers, activists, people who are concerned with this problem.
And first off, thanks for having us on again. And you're absolutely right. We put this report out a couple months ago, and it's really taking off. It's really becoming viral within what I'd call the common sense approach to dealing with homelessness and the need to change the federal policy. And it's been adopted broadly within a coalition of both, and believe it or not, just within America, but even inside some members inside of Canada, inside the coalition, have adopted it too. So we're real excited about that. But in the end, you know, my view is a report's a report. We got to get Congress to make the changes, and then that's when you start to see great outcomes on the street.
Okay, the question would be, and I think for a lot of conservatives in particular, it's an obvious question, why Congress? Shouldn't this problem be dealt with more effectively, not as a federal matter, and not out of Washington, D.C., but as a local matter and at most as a state matter? What is the necessity of getting the federal government to change course?
Well, I think you got two things there, and I'll take the second one because that's real quick and easy. As I agree with you, you need all levels. You need state, you need local, and federal. Now, why do we focus on federal? They made a change. The federal government made a change in 2013, which significantly made things worse. Sometimes federal policy actually make things worse. And so if it had been neutral, then we'd probably be spending a lot more time with mayors and council members and governors. But when Congress took money away from treatment for mental illness and substance abuse, and said, we're only going to give away free vouchers to people. And not only that, we would actually disproportionately award bad behavior. You actually get a higher ranking with bad behavior, not a neutral ranking. And all we do is give you a voucher, taxpayer subsidized voucher, and we don't work on treatment and recovery. In our book, that's just nuts.
In other words, we have this policy which has been supported on a federal level and in a very public way, a policy called Housing First. And what you say in your report, and which is painfully true, is it's Housing First has become Housing Only. And what's wrong with the idea that basically, if you're dealing with a problem of homelessness, you end the problem by giving someone a home?
And the problem is they had Housing First before and lost it. And if they lost it, because normally it's because they lost a job, and then you back up, why'd you lose your job? we didn't show up on time, you were high, you had the untreated mental illness, you had substance use, so you lose your job. And so until we can get the untreated mental illness and the substance use and the job fixed, you will it's a cycle that we can never get out of, because you'll give this person a voucher and then the next person a voucher, and you literally run out of money. And so we have to treat the root cause, and the root cause is not the loss of the house. The root cause is the loss of the job because of the untreated mental illness and the substance abuse. And so any federal program that treats, gives away a free voucher or a voucher only, is just crazy. Think about Pell Grants. When you get a college Pell Grant from the federal government, you actually have to attend class 88.5% of the time. You have to get at least a 2.0, and you have to finish in your designated time period, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever you get it for. We do the same thing with unemployment insurance. We do the same thing with another welfare program called TANF. So why in the homelessness world do we give you a free voucher and there's no requirements for treatment, no requirements for job training, no requirements to try to help you get out of that? We just give it to you. And we consider that enablement rather than engagement.
And basically, it's based on the idea that changing surroundings is somehow going to change people. But it doesn't necessarily work that way, does it?
Not at all. And we've seen that with Operation Room Key in California, where in the last 2 years they've used a lot of COVID relief money, and in my book, misused COVID relief money, to get both buy hotels and get vouchers in hotels. And what has happened up and down California is a doubling of the death rate. And it's not about COVID. It's not about anything else. It's singularly, if you go read the coroner reports that they've been doing, the annual reports, the doubling of the death rate is 94% tied to drug overdose. And that's simple. So if you give a person a room without treatment and recovery and take them away from a Union Rescue Mission, a CityGate network, a Salvation Army treatment program, say, you don't have to go there. We're just going to give you a free voucher and go keep overdosing, keep drugging. And, you know, during COVID, you saw some places in that were funded by the federal government that turned out to be like meth labs, drug distribution, brothels. So we're really misusing the federal money in multiple different ways now.
I know that we have here, right in the same neighborhood that our radio studio is located, what is fondly referred to as the drunk dorms, which is housing for homeless alcoholics. You have to prove that you have a criminal record of drunken, disorderly, other alcoholic symptoms. And basically, they don't even require the people who are getting free, federally funded, by the way, housing there, to give up drinking. In other words, the idea that you raise about the Pell Grants, well, is exactly right. The old joke about how many psychologists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Well, only one, but the bulb really has to want to change. Right. Well, but that's the problem here. Is there any evidence that the people, and there are over a million adults who are homeless in this country, want to change? We will get to that in just a moment with Robert Marbot, who is a senior fellow at Discovery Institute Center on Wealth and Poverty. We will link this new report and a summary of it from Discovery Institute to our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to FundStudentsFirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Marbut is one of the most respected thinkers on the issue of homelessness and a senior fellow of Discovery Institute's Center on Wealth and Poverty. He has a PhD in political behavior and American political institutions, and his career has been marked by bipartisanship, having served as chief of staff for San Antonio Mayor Henry Cisneros in the 1980s and as a White House fellow under George H.W. Bush. And most recently, as an executive director in the executive branch for recommending new approaches from Congress of the United States. Robert, when you look at what is going on right now, I was struck by the fact that, again, this transcends partisanship. It's not a conservative issue or a liberal issue. It's an American issue. And Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, former police lieutenant, talked about it as a humanitarian issue. He was on the Morning Joe program on MSNBC. Listen.
The one, homelessness that you've been talking about in New York City, it's certainly a problem here in Washington, D.C., where there's a humanitarian crisis on the streets every night.
And think about it. We're saying that people who cannot make decisions for themselves to the extent that they can't take care of their basic needs and they're dangerous to themselves, we should get them care. You actually have people advocating that they should have the right to stay on the street. That's inhumane.
Instead of taking care of them. It's a humanitarian crisis.
It really is.
You agree, I take it.
Oh, my gosh. I love what he's doing in terms of homelessness. And he's our sort of the first Democrat mayor in a country to just use common sense. And he should be applauded. We've been talking about this for 20 years, and sadly, people have tried to make it a partisanship thing. And when I think about it, sometimes government policy can get really complicated and convoluted. I get that. I've been on the inside of three different White Houses. But I got to tell you, we got to make it in a simple thing. In America, we need to make it hard to get high and easy to get treatment. We need to make it hard to go homeless and easy to get out of homelessness. But instead, what we're doing in America is we're making it very easy to get high and hard to get treatment. Some of these consumption sites all up and down the West Coast mostly, and in places like Philadelphia, are publicly funded, taxpayer-funded drug sites. That's what they are at the core of the essence of it. And that, to me, is just nuts. We should be moving away from those type of programs and into how do we get yourself sustainable? How do we help you get out of homelessness? How do we get treatment for untreated mental illness? And how do we kick your habit? That's what we should be working on.
It's and the federal steps that you recommend in this new report that I hope people will look up. It's at michaelnedved.com. The new report suggests that step one is getting rid of the housing first policy as a plank of federal policy. What's so destructive about housing first?
It gives you literally a free voucher with no responsibility. No, let's work together to help get you out of homelessness. Let's kick your habit. Let's get you employable. Let's get you a job. Instead, it says we will give you a voucher unlimited for the rest of your life with no responsibility, period. It would be like giving unlimited Pell Grants and saying, hey, whether you attend class or not, doesn't matter. Don't worry about your GPA. We'll just keep renewing your Pell Grant as long as you want it. Go to class, don't go to class, have good grades, don't have bad grades. In fact, what a lot of the housing first, without going into too much of the nuances, in many parts of the country, you go to the top of the line with more irresponsible behavior and no accountability toward recovery or treatment. It's just crazy how we've got to this point. And it's part of a movement called the harm reduction movement. And there's some elements of harm reduction that I think when properly used in the right medical circumstance is a good thing. But now we've made it a political thing of giving you free everything with no accountability. And it literally would be like giving unlimited Pell Grants and say, whether you go to school, doesn't matter. Whatever your GPA is, doesn't matter. And so the federal public policy is the exact thing of why homelessness has increased in the last 10 years, period. Just in stop, no other explanation. It's the federal government policy that's made things worse.
What about, you're talking a lot about drug addiction, which is obviously a very big component to homelessness. Do you believe that mental illness, aside from drug addiction, is also a major contributing factor? And as I read your report, I think you're suggesting that it shouldn't always be left to the individual's initiative or the individual's decision to get mental health care from people who are suffering from very serious illness.
And you're right on. And we have to remember the largest study ever of homelessness that looked at 64,000 people experiencing unsheltered homelessness. Three-fourths had an untreated mental illness. Three-fourths had a substance use. And there's a direct tie. And the substance use disorder, you become self-medicating. And so when you become self-medicating, you don't make good decisions. The other core principle is the clip you just played on the Morning Joe show with the mayor of New York. He put it beautifully. I mean, he put spot on is, sometimes these individuals can't make that decision for themselves, and if you let them stay in the park and get high and get drugged up and abuse their body and trick for in order to get the drugs, that's not humane. I think Mayor McAdam is right on this, and we have to start helping people with their untreated mental illness.
And you also talk about a revision and quickly in Medicaid. What's going to be necessary there?
That is the what's called the IMD exclusion. It has a lot to it, but in oversimplified terms, the federal government will fund medical care if you're a minor, and it will fund it if you're over 65, but it doesn't fund it from your 20s to your 65. And so we need to get rid of that exclusion that cuts that program out.
Robert Marbut, the report is full of information. And actually full of hope. And actually something might be done on the federal level and can be done. If we will it, it is no fairy tale. Robert, thank you for your contribution. We will be back to another threatened addiction coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Top Biden administration officials say the U.S. military downed another high-altitude balloon that flew over American airspace.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked a balloon over Alaska in the last 24 hours. He said President Biden ordered the military to down the object. This comes as the U.S. downed a Chinese surveillance balloon last week. President Biden won't be sitting down for the traditional Super Bowl pregame interview with the network airing the big game. The White House says Fox declined its offer for Biden to be interviewed by its Fox Soul streaming service geared for black viewers. New Yorkers may not like it much, but the Empire State Building will light up in Philadelphia Eagle colors if they win the Super Bowl. It also happened after Philly won the NFC Championship game. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Speaking about addictive behavior, which can be so destructive, it is possible for people to be addicted to lying. You don't believe that? I mean, even when you have an extremely good pile of evidence showing that lying has not really served you well, people keep doing it. And no one more prominently then George Santos, the great pretender.
Call me a liar.
I faked my way to Congress, which is absolutely amazing.
I like blowing stories that are not there up.
Oh, yeah, I'm the pretender.
I'm Jewish. Remember, I was raised Catholic.
I'm not a facade, I'm not a persona.
Call me a liar.
No, it's not false at all.
Okay, these most recent lies, there's a whole bundle of them, go from the, you would think, trivial to actually extremely relevant and important. There is a new piece from AOL.com, and the headline is Kyrsten Sinema's office, George Santos lied about the State of the Union story. What did George Santos have to do with the State of the Union? Remember, he got into a, because he was very prominently functioning on the aisle and trying to shake everybody's hand and glad handing, And as Mitt Romney came through trying to find his seat, he saw George Santos there and he said, "You don't belong here. You don't belong in Congress." And here's the story. The office of Senator Kyrsten Sinema, independent Arizona, said that Representative George Santos lied about her giving him encouragement at the State of the Union address on Tuesday. In an interview Thursday with the conservative network Newsmax, Santos relayed the story while discussing a combative exchange he had with Senator Mitt Romney earlier this week at President Biden's address to Congress. Quote, "Kyrsten Sinema, she was walking by the senator from Arizona. She said something to the effects of, 'Hang in there, buddy,' or something like that. I said, 'Thank you, Madam Senator.' She was very polite, very kind-hearted, as I've learned to see her. She is a good person, unlike Mr. Romney, who thinks he's above it all and is almighty white horse to talk down to us on morality."
Look, he's a sick puppy.
He also said that Romney he said that Romney has always had prejudice toward minorities. And he sees himself as a minority, I guess, because he's Jewish or because his family is of Ukrainian background. None of this is true. What minority is he a member of exactly? And there is more. I mean, the George Santos said this on Newsmax with Greg Kelly. Listen.
Here's the reality. I'm human. I've made mistakes. I've made peace with those mistakes, and I've come clean on those mistakes. I thought we were the nation and the country of, you know, repent and ask for forgiveness and move forward. The problem is the media fanfare around me continues to spiral.
Okay, but the problem is the media fanfare around him comes because of additional provocations. There is this. George Santos is already raising funds for 2024 and is asked by the Federal Election Commission to clarify if he's running for re-election. The Federal Election Commission is asking embattled George Santos to clarify by March 14th if he's running again in 2024, according to a letter sent by the agency. The letter sent to Santos on Tuesday noted that his primary campaign committee, DeVolder Santos for Congress, reported raising and spending funds for the 2024 election, triggering a requirement for officially declaring a re-election campaign. The letter comes after the Santos campaign, which lost its longtime treasurer last month amid questions regarding the source and use of all of his campaign funds, reported in its latest disclosure, filing more than a dozen contributions amounting to $28,000 and expenditures amounting to $43,000. This is after he's already in Congress, and that are dated after the November election day and attributed to the 2024 primary and general election. You must either disavow these activities by notifying the commission in writing that you are not a candidate or redesignate your principal campaign committee by filing a statement of candidacy, the FEC wrote. The whole idea reveals, and by the way, there's much more now about charges that were brought against him for taking checks for purchasing dogs and for forged checks that were used for purchasing dogs as part of his charity, the Friends of Pets United. And there are more and more people who've come forward and said he participated in fundraisers, and then rather than using those fundraisers for actually trying to benefit aged service dogs, he pocketed the money. And the idea is if Santos was charged with these phony checks involving Friends of Pets United in 2017. And he got off because he said, no, it wasn't his checkbook. That checkbook had been stolen, and it was somebody else who was abusing it. This usually doesn't work that well. There was also more about his work experience that he talked about with Greg Kelly. Listen.
So I want to set the record clear about my work experience. I never lied. I never worked for Goldman Sachs or Citigroup directly, but I did work through direct contracts for those firms in the management of limited partners and general partners relationships through a series of cap introductions.
Okay. Robert Garcia, who's a Democrat from California, spoke with reporters on the steps of the Capitol. He's introducing a resolution to expel George Santos from Congress. It should have bipartisan support. Here's what Congressman Garcia had to say. Listen, clip 14.
As an openly gay person, as an immigrant, as a Latino, I look at Mr. Santos as someone who's actually very similar to me, except that he lies about everything. And so within our own LGBTQ community, there's like major disgust in what he's doing and his representation of our community. And so it's not acceptable for him to lie about every single part of his past, including now getting classified information or access to it. So it's time that, honestly, the final straw was getting access to, being given access to classified information. You're literally giving someone that's a fraud and a liar access to America's secrets. I mean, that's just not acceptable.
You think there's a great deal behind that argument. Coming up, with Super Bowl weekend coming up, a gigantic increase in sports betting. Good for the country? We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up.
people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Real white trash on display.
Michael Medved.
He dresses like white trash. He really needs a fashion consultant.
Fashion consultant? I don't know, James Carville. The comments by James Carville, which, by the way, I think have already backfired. Because, again, you don't persuade people by insulting them, and maybe you can occasionally persuade people and even by inspiring them. And there's positive material surrounding the Super Bowl, plus all of the solicitation for sports betting, which is going to set all kinds of records with this particular Super Bowl. But they had the NFL honors ceremony at Phoenix's Symphony Hall. And it not only delivered the MVP award to Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, of course, and there was also a Seahawks quarterback, Geno Smith, won Comeback Player of the Year. But that award show also featured a video address from the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Listen.
On behalf of everyone who are fighting for freedom of Ukraine and the whole world, I want to thank every one of you for your support. I speak to you today as thousands of our brave men and women fight on the battlefields in Ukraine. Among those on the front lines are the men of the Ukrainian League of American Football who share the love of your game. And some of them have made the ultimate sacrifice.
We have a popular expression in Ukraine, "Хто, якщо не ми?" which means who if not us.
We can beat everyone and defend democracy to the whole world. Slava Ukraini.
Our team, including these men, stands for freedom with our allies and partners. And together, we give hope to the world.
That's something inspiring. From who knew that there was a Ukrainian League of American Football? And, of course, I say American football to keep it distinct from soccer, which they also have Ukrainian teams in soccer. This is a very, very positive moment, and great to see President Zelensky getting that kind of applause on something that was widely watched. Something that is also getting, obviously, a great deal of momentum is sports betting. There's a piece by Daniel DeVise appeared in The Hill that's devastating, actually, and it's important. It starts out by reporting that the sports betting market has multiplied tenfold in 3 years and may have reached $7 billion in 2022. More than half of the nation can now legally gamble on sports. 50 million Americans are expected to bet on the upcoming Super Bowl. In other words, you're talking about, what, like 20% of American adults. 5 years ago, betting on live games was illegal in most of the United States, but a Supreme Court ruling in 2018 removed the ban and transformed the industry. Now there are 33 states and the District of Columbia that allow wagers on games. Addiction experts fear a coming national epidemic to rival the opioid crisis. And you say, come on, the opioid crisis can kill you. And gambling is not a real physical addiction. It is actually an addiction, and it's classified as such. Leah Nauer, who's a professor and director of the Center for Gambling Studies at Rutgers University, says, gambling is a very different addiction from drugs or alcohol. If I'm drunk or high, at some point my family is going to figure it out. With gambling, I can be sitting with my kids, watching cartoons, and gambling away my house, my car, everything I own on my mobile phone. How would you know? The Supreme Court ruling struck down a federal law that had banned most commercial sport wagering outside of Las Vegas. The subsequent spread of legal gambling was stunningly swift. But gambling dollars have reached the betting operators. The industry reaped $4.3 billion in revenue on $57 billion in wages. That's $57,000 million on wages in 2021. In the first 11 months of 2022, Americans bet $83 billion on sports and delivered $6.6 billion in profits to betting firms. That figure is 15 times what the sports gambling industry reaped in 2018. And you will see the sports gambling advertised right on the Super Bowl. There's one ad, apparently, that features the Manning family, Peyton and Eli and the whole Manning family, encouraging people to take out bets on games. Celebrity athletes shill for betting firms on television. Betting firms promote gambling on college campuses. Professional teams court official mobile sports betting partners. Teams and league owners love sports betting because they have found that the engagement is off the charts among people who are placing bets on games. That says Daniel Barbarisi, who's author of Dueling with Kings, High Stakes Killer Sharks, and the Get Rich Promise of Daily Fantasy Sports. The gambling is unquestionably addictive, device writes, and arguably immoral. I don't see how you can say it's immoral, except that basically you're appealing to people to get something for nothing. The not for nothing did Las Vegas earn the sobriquet Sin City. The problem right here is over time researchers say sports betting addiction will take a toll in rising rates of bankruptcy, domestic violence, depression, anxiety, and suicide. The federal government takes a keen interest in regulating alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. In sports gambling, by contrast, there is no real federal presence at all. And that is the biggest problem. The sports gambling landscape will remain untamed, researchers say, until governments recognize gambling as a matter of public health. I do think there are watershed moments in all public health crises. Unfortunately, it usually takes some kind of crisis or tragedy to turn the tide. Is the tide worth turning? And why is gambling, and particularly sports gambling, so addictive? Well, basically because if you've just lost a lot of money, and you've lost a lot of money again, and you've lost a lot of money again, you say, well, obviously, the odds are in my favor this time. But it doesn't work that way. It's like people can try experiments with flipping coins. It's possible that you can flip a coin and get heads 10 times in a row, 15 times in a row. Each time, it's a separate possibility. You can either win or lose. So the ability to lose very big money and get into a very destructive situation is very real. Speaking on destructive situations, on this Super Bowl weekend, I mean, obviously you have the big game Sunday night, but there are other kinds of affirmations that people can engage in. There's a pastor who appeared on CNN, a pastor, and talking about the drag queen bingo at his church. I guess this is a form of gambling. Here's what he said about that particular event, clip 5. Ah, well, we don't have time for it right now, but we do have more on other forms of addiction. And by the way, the record 50.4 million American adults plan to bet on this year's Super Bowl, wagering a total of $16 billion. Amazing. The estimate includes legal bets and those placed with illegal bookies who still exist or casually among friends or relatives. Obviously, a very different story. And a different story about addiction on drugs, which can be so fatal, and where we are losing a real battle. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.